We don't do all source mixing. Don't get me started on security. I believe in security. I believe in smart security. I don't believe in moronic security, which is what we have now. Compartmentation is the enemy of knowledge. I guarantee you the next 9/11 will happen not because we didn't know, but because we didn't share. Okay? We're going to know about 9/11 somewhere in the U.S. government, and because we didn't share, it's going to happen again. This is why NSA, I think, needs to be the National Processing Agency. No, but trust me on this. We can. You know, one of the interesting things about aggregate data mining is that you're doing pattern analysis, and you don't violate your privacy until you're known to be in contact with a terrorist. Okay? I mean, aggregate data mining is a cool idea. And pattern analysis is actually the heart of signals intelligence, not reading the content. Okay? It's pattern analysis. And you don't violate individual privacy until you have a really rock-solid picture that says this guy is making repeated phone calls to a known terrorist safe house. Okay? So I support privacy. I don't support the Patriot Act. I support privacy, and I support smart intelligence, and I think we have to be serious about this. One of the main problems we make in analysis is we try and put expertise, foreign languages, and security clearances all in the same person. By and large, that's almost mission impossible. We're focused on threats instead of opportunities. We have been focused on creating a military designed to beat Russia and China in state-on-state war. We have spent almost nothing on the other three threat classes, and we have spent almost nothing on stabilizing the world. Ambassador Mark Palmer has written a book called The Other Axis of Evil. It's about the 44 dictators that survived Saddam Hussein. There are 44 dictators in the world. Dictators, by definition, create failed states. And Ambassador Palmer recommends a new Undersecretary of State for democracy. And you have two assistant secretaries, one for the guys that agree to a leverage buyout, one for the guys that don't. Okay? I think most of them will agree to a leverage buyout. And then over in the Pentagon, I want to have an undersecretary for peacekeeping and humanitarian assistance. And I want to use the military machine to start delivering medicine and food and water.